Welcome back to Creative Encounter Podcast. I am your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 47 of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time here, I would love for you to become family. So go ahead and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube and hit that bell so you don't miss any of the episodes. Also, if you are listening on Spotify, please leave us a rating. If you're on an Apple Podcast, leave us a review as well so we can reach so many more Kingdom creatives through this podcast. But yes, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited to have you here. If you want to support this ministry, I would love for you to jump on and be a partner with this ministry as well. So if you go to the link in the description below, you become a monthly financial partner so we continue to do the podcast. And this is an association with my ministry, Juett Z. Payne Music, as well. And it helps us to be able to continue to work on music and reach many people through the gospel, through art and creativity. So I would love for you to join our team on that fashion as well. So guys, the last episode, episode 46, was my birthday episode, which was a really fun episode. Just really be having a great time this month in September. And now it is actually October at this point. And September was a wild ride. So you guys know, if you guys have been just hearing, my wife, she is expecting. As of right now, she is 36 weeks pregnant. And it's crazy, between 33 weeks and 34, we kind of thought that the baby was coming at that time. And God shifted that. That's a testimony that I want for her to share. She's going to get deep into that. But as of right now, she is perfectly fine. The baby is perfectly fine. She is 36 weeks, almost full term. So the baby's almost here. So it's crazy. So that was September. Then with that, we had my birthday. Then my son's birthday is the day after mine. And it was just so much going on. So now everything's kind of calming down a little bit before the new edition comes as well. So it's going to be some shifts again coming soon. But this week, it's a chill week, really nice. But what I was getting at is that previously my last episode was not last week, but the week before that. And usually I try to drop one every week, but we had some major shifts this week that I want to share. And I was going to try to grind and try to push and hurry and be like, man, let me try to just drop this episode within the next week just so I can kind of stay on schedule. And I just felt in my spirit to be like, no, just relax. Everybody's good. You can take a week off. Everything is fine. Because we had some big shifts and there was really no time to drop an episode. But today I do want to talk about some things that we have changed here in our household that is for the better. And really this episode is really just talking about family, putting family first. You know, we are ministers. Those who are watching, a lot of you guys are ministers. A lot of you guys are creatives, entrepreneurs, and things like that. But I really want to focus in on family. Because sometimes, and you know me, I'm a driven person, just self-motivated, driven, all of that. And with that, sometimes I can get caught up in just focusing on the grind, really just working hard, trying to go to that next level. But you have to realize family is first. You can't continue to just propel yourself forward and leave your family behind. So I had to make some shifts. And I feel like it was really ordained and really of the Lord to take that week off from last week. Because I know I can sometimes be like, man, you know, I missed a week and just kind of just beat myself over those things. Which to you guys, you know, could just seem really simple. But for me, just trying to stay consistent and push things forward, I feel like that really tied in well with today. Because if there are things that are happening in circumstances with the family and you need to take care of those things, sometimes it's okay for things to shift. You got to be able to be flexible. You know, I want to make sure I'm being more flexible. That's something that I'm personally working on, you know. So with that, last week was an awesome week. Made some changes. I talked about it. I alluded to it a bit in the previous episodes of our boys and some shifts we're making with their schooling. And as of last week, we have been in 1 week of homeschooling our boys. Okay, so we have our 7-year-old and we have our 4-year-old. 7-year-old in second grade, 4-year-old in kindergarten, getting them started already, hitting the books and getting them ready to just be scholars and just excel in the academia. So it's just been really cool. So we were gung-ho. We started this year. Did not know. We've had little talks here and there, my wife and I, regarding the possibility of homeschooling our boys. It's just a possibility. And we just kind of just bring it up here and there. Because we know how they're wired, we know how they work, we know the direction and the vision that we want to take our family in. But we're like, man, is this a good idea? Like, what would this even look like? It's just brand new. You know, we didn't grow up homeschooled, our parents didn't grow up homeschooled. It's just traditionally, we just know that, you know, you go to school from, you know, 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock every day, 5 days a week, come home, do your homework. That's just the rhetoric that we just grew up with. So just this homeschool, this idea just seemed like, oh, this is just something that others do, and this is just what we do, you know. So we started the school year off back, first day of school was August 22nd, and literally a full month after that, September 22nd, which was actually my oldest son's birthday, that was their last day of traditional schooling, and then last week was when we started homeschooling. So it was one of the best decisions we've made. We are really excited about it. We enjoyed that first week. And today I just want to kind of talk through the process of how that came about, because I feel like sometimes the Lord may be shifting you guys in a new direction. We know that our God, when you read the scriptures, we know our God is a God who just shifts things, changes things up on us, and calls us to trust and have faith in him for his good work, for his good pleasure, the things that he calls us to do. He wants us to just zero in and focus and just have our faith fully in him, right? So this is another big shift, and we made that jump, and it was fantastic. So sometimes I feel like the God may be calling you guys to do the same. I just want to encourage you, tell you our story, and maybe he's moving you in some direction. It may not be homeschooling specifically, but in some arena, whatever it is, he may be calling you to do something. You just need that little nudge of encouragement to press forward and to move forward in that direction. So just want to kind of share the story, right? So it was first day of school, Tuesday, August 22nd, and we are just excited. First day of school, man, little man going to kindergarten. So it's his first year. We're really excited, like, you know, just like, man, this whole year is going to be great. We know that back later in April, May of next year, he's going to be having his graduation with his little classmates and all of that. And Landon, our oldest, he went to the bigger classroom. So the school that they went to was a private Christian school, which was fantastic. We absolutely love it. Love the family, love the education, the love, and just everything was just fantastic at that school. Landon shifts, the way they have it is that it's a self-paced, which I love, especially how our kids are wired. It's self-paced. And our kiddos, or specifically Landon, he's in the big class now. So literally in a classroom with kids who are in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, all of them have their own section and they have their book and they go at their own pace, which is cool. And the teachers just kind of assist them in whatever, you know, whatever topic it is for the day and helping them with that. So he's in a big kid classroom. At first, you know, the first couple of days he has to get used to it because kindergarten and first grade was a little bit more traditional of what we're used to. And second grade is different. He has to be, you know, kind of more of a big boy in the situation, right? So, and they were just telling us, you know, he was just growing and absolutely loving it. So it was all great. It was all fantastic. But the first day, I believe it was the first day that they came home from school, you know, they're gone for those hours and he comes home with his homework. And the way that my kids are, they can easily, you know, they just love, obviously, just like any kid, anything that's just fun. They love music, you know, just like mom and dad and all this stuff. So they're just, you know, singing around the house and just playing and doing all different things and, you know, working on it. And if the books aren't that enticing or that enjoyable, they will get distracted, you know, just like any other kid, you know, get distracted with whatever else and stuff. So he has his books. So he's taking 4 or 5 core subjects. And then I see that it's taking him. He finished maybe around 9-ish that day, you know, coming home around 3, finishing around 9. Now, obviously, it shouldn't have taken that long. We had set some parameters in place, like I believe within that second week, we bought a timer. We realized that timers work really good with our son for him to have that, you know, per page, you know, depending on what it is, you know, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, and everything. Just kind of seeing that really helped to speed things up and still keeping the excellence. We still want him to be excellent, not just rushing. But that really helped him to just really just laser focus and stay sharp and to knock out his work, you know. So we got him the timer. That really helped. But that first week was rough going back to school. He was working till 9, 10 o'clock getting his done because he's working. Then he wants to pause, go around the house, do whatever. So we're like, dude, go back and finish your work. You know, what's going on and stuff. It's just a lot of going back and forth and just taking a long time. And me, being the creative that I am and knowing the direction I'm doing with my businesses, my children's businesses, building those brands and all these things, I was already fed up just on day one. I'm like, there is no way that we can have our kids away from, you know, 8 to 3, then get home and doing homework from 3 to 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. We see them for a couple hours, put them to sleep. Then we have the weekends. We're a little tired from working all week. We're not really hanging out doing anything. It's like, no, we have some things that we're trying to build, and we need to essentially buy back our time. And it's like, this isn't going to work. So I was just already foreseeing the whole year. I'm like, man, 9-10 months of this every day? When are we going to be able to fit in the things that we're trying to do as a family and as entrepreneurs, you know? So we're like, this isn't going to work. So I just kind of just mentioned it to Gabby. I'm like, man, we got to revisit this homeschool thing. Possibly don't know anything about it at all. But that was just an inkling in my head because I'm like, man, something has to shift because this isn't going to work for how I think and where I see my family going. This just isn't going to work. So that was that. Then we got the timers and stuff. Okay, that sped things up, you know. So we got, you know, we get our homework done a little quicker and stuff, get it done, have a little bit more time together. But, and before I say this next part, actually, I mentioned this in my previous episode. I was like, you know, hey, if the kids go back to school and then our son, our third boy, the baby boy that's not born yet, if he's not here yet, like, yo, how much work can we get done while they're there? No kids, get the house together, work on some business stuff. It's nice and quiet, you know, all of that stuff. So at the beginning, I was like, yo, let's do this. Let's get them in school. And hopefully the baby doesn't come early or anything like that. So we can have at least a month or two to ourselves to kind of get some stuff done, you know, all of that. So that's how it was at the beginning of the year. Halfway through, you know, beginning of September-ish, I was like, that doesn't necessarily seem like that's the best idea per se. Of how we run things, how we operate in our household. So I was like, what would this look like? Okay, we're actually kind of set up for this already because we both work from home. We're full-time entrepreneurs. We work from home. Our boys in the channels, the YouTube channels that they have their channel Landon and Aiden. Check that out on YouTube, Landon and Aiden. Just put that on YouTube. You'll see all their episodes right there. They have their channel going. You know, we got GYZ Payne Music Channel, Starving Artist Courses Channel, Payne Dual Productions Channel, Creative Encounter. I was like, I'm missing one. Creative Encounter Podcast Channel. You know, so we got to get this ecosystem here on YouTube that's growing and it's fantastic. So to really optimize and see these babies grow, got to give my full attention to it. So much more potential we could do with Landon and Aiden, and we just want to dedicate the time to it. Now, granted, I told you that this was a private school that the kids go to. So with that, you know, obviously we're paying a monthly fee for both of the boys. Now we got both of them. So now it's double what it was last year because last year was with Landon. And like, okay, what would this look like if we homeschool? We can actually have that money back. We can invest it in other things that are specifically related to them, you know, as creatives. I mean, my boys are artists. These boys are singers. Oh my goodness, like just musicians, just creative, very just energetic, very vibrant. They're just, God just wired them just so amazingly. And I'm one, as you see in every episode that I do, what's the first thing I ask my guest? So when did your creativity start? At what age? When do you remember? What was the farthest back that you remember getting into your craft and your creativity? Because I know that that's how God made us. You know, in the beginning, he created. In the beginning, and that goes with the beginning of us too. In the beginning, when he fashioned us, he gave us a job right away. Even when he made Adam right away, Adam had a job. Adam had a job to name everything, every creature, all of that. He put that in him and the ability to do that, right? He gave him that insight, that ability to do that. It's crazy for you to look at, you know, this creature and be able to just name it. You know, and you have the authority to do that, right? So with that, I feel like he gives us the authority, even when we are here, with whatever our specific gifting is, he gives us the authority to execute it well and to do it well. When we first know our identity is in him, our skill sets are from him, and all those things, right? So he gives us everything we need from the beginning. So with that, I have conversations with people every day, and I can talk to you. If you want to talk to me, if you want to comment below and tell me something about yourself, or we have a 5-minute conversation, I can already go into this realm of being like, yo, it would be amazing if you did this. Here's some things you can implement, put in place to actually see this become successful, productive, lucrative, all these things. I can already just think of that right away, right? So with that, with my family, with my boys especially, and even I'm going to have my wife on another episode too. Because she has this new business venture that's about to pop off that we talked about that I already see, like, this is going to grow. This is going to be phenomenal. So that's going to be soon. We got to wait for the baby, you know, wait for all of that and stuff. And then we'll kind of talk about that on an episode too. But back to Landon and Aiden specifically, I already see what their gifts are. I already see what they're called to be. I see how much Aiden just loves to just serve. And he's just so considerate and compassionate. Those are spiritual gifts as well. Landon is such a people person and he loves deeply. It's like all of these different things, all these giftings I see for my kids already, you want to develop and nurture these things. Now with their specific giftings and stuff as it relates to creativity, I see all of that now. So why wait 18 years, 22 years, finish high school, finish college, all these different things to finally go into that? It's like, no, right now they can go into this and be completely madly successful in what they're doing already. So we had to go ahead and just call that and be like, yo, I'm thinking homeschooling might be, this might be what the Lord is calling us to do. You know, and it was daunting. We're like, well, no, nothing about this. This is crazy. So of course, you have to do your research. So whatever God may be calling you to step into, make sure you do your research first. Well, even before that, seek the Holy Spirit and get clarity and confirmation that this is literally from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit. That's the first thing you want to do always, okay? Then after that, go ahead and start doing your research. Go ahead and seeing, having conversation with people already doing it. So I just put a status, you know, low-key status, high-key, whatever, maybe. Put a status on Facebook, be like, hey, for those of you who are homeschooling, what made you decide to do this? You know, how's it going? Pretty much something like that. I put a status like that. And I was getting all these awesome comments. People really just, you know, telling me their stories, telling me why they're doing it, that they used to do traditional and went into this direction and they never want to go back. It's just been phenomenal. All these stories and testimonies, you know, I was messaging a couple of people from my church who are doing it. They were telling us the process. How it is in our specific state, if you want to do homeschooling. We know that we wanted to really specifically focus on a kingdom Christian curriculum for our children because we want Bible to be a part of that. You know, we make sure we do church at home, do our daily devotion with our children every day, and then make sure that's part of their curriculum too. We want them to see a worldview, Christian worldview, because Christianity and Christ at the center is life in and of itself, whether it's believed or not. Of you watching this episode, Christ is the center of all things. So that should be built into our daily curriculum and everything. And that's just how it is. So with that, you know, making sure that Bible, math, literature, history, science, God is infused in all of it. So we just, you know, started Googling YouTube, top 10. Googling YouTube searching top 10 Christian curriculums. And so we went ahead, did that. Then we looked at each one to see which one's fashion for our kids. So you want to be able to know your family and what works for your family dynamic. For some of you, homeschooling may not be the best in what season you're in. Some of you, you may have been thinking about it, but you're like, oh, I don't know what that'll look like. Or one of my friends, so funny, like, I just kind of just brush off negativity. It's crazy. One of my buddies, he was like, man, you know, the kids, they're going to be talking all the time and all this stuff, whatever. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to follow what God is calling me to do because I'm afraid I'm talking too much, and, which is funny because that actually was one of my concerns. It was like, man, they're going to be around us all day long and stuff, whatever. But when God's calling you to do something, he's going to empower you to do it. He's going to make it work out. And those are awesome special moments because life is so short. 35, as I mentioned, life is extremely short. My guy Kobe, 41. I'm like, well, I got 6 years left. You know, let me go ahead and live this to the best, you know. So, you know, stuff like that. I just think of the brevity of life all the time. I'm like, man, if I could optimize and really cherish these times with my kiddos, with my wife, all these different things and stuff with these few fleeting moments that we have, you know, why not? Why not? You know, and the first week wasn't bad, so it was cool. You know, but going back to the whole research piece, I was talking to people. They were telling me all of this. Looked up top 10. Looked on the website, see what works. You know, there were some that were only online. We don't necessarily want them on the computer and tablet and all that all day long. We want them to be able to hit the books, write, learning the penmanship. You know, actually, you know, being in the grind of doing a book. So we eliminated a few already and just did the ones with the books. See which one just kind of looks like it matches similar to what they had at the school. So it's not just a hard transition, but also something that just looks fun and vibrant, you know? So we found an amazing curriculum that works for them. And if you guys have any questions, I'll definitely recommend to you. And we've done a little research, you know, not too much on a lot of them, but if you want to have a conversation about that, we can definitely talk to you about it. So don't worry about that. But yeah, so that's what we were doing with the boys. And it was just fantastic. So we ordered the books. Books came in, and they started last week, Monday. So that was amazing. It was just so much more freeing and liberating. So it's nice because in the middle of the day, we don't need to do, you know, they will be at school 8:30 to 3. We don't need the full 8:30 to 3. The way I lined it up, talked to my wife about it, I'm like, you know, I think we should do just 10 to 12 in the books. So with Landon, he's doing 5 books. So that's, you know, what's that, about 25 minutes or so per book, just 2 pages a day. You know, look at the count. 10 units is for the year. If they finish the 10 units, then they can go ahead and go to the next grade. You know, I'm not going to hold them back. If it's March and you're ready to go to third grade, let's just keep it moving. If, you know, it takes you a little longer to get through it and stuff, you got the summer, you can just kind of flow or whatever. Just kind of keeping it at the self pace, not have that pressure, because these books are not the only thing. And we talk about this all the time. It's like, dude, all the stuff they taught us in school from middle school, elementary, middle school, high school, all that stuff, whatever. All this stuff is fantastic. Yes, we do need to know English. We do need to know science and math, all that stuff, whatever. But there's some core things, like when you're an adult, that they did not teach you. They just didn't teach you. Like economics and things like that were an elective and stuff. Like, how should I manage my money? How should I stay out of debt? You know, those are some key things that you want to be able to know. How to be considerate. How to be compassionate and learn to love and converse with people and not be a doctor in office or a nurse and just be rude at these places and stuff. These are things that the core things that you need to know day in and day out. And that's not part of the curriculum. So with that, these books are not everything. So we don't want them to think or have that pressure of, you know, getting an A, making sure you're really good at this subject and stuff. That's fantastic. We are excellent. We want all of our kids to excel and do fantastic. But you want to be an amazing person as well. So we want to build them up spiritually, build them up socially, all these things. Because that was another concern of mine. It's like, man, what about the social aspect about them, connecting with other kids and all of those different things. And I love that they're brothers. It's just them two. But they want to be able to interact with other people outside of that too. So that was something. But just, you know, getting that support and talking to other people, it's like, yo, remember, we have, you know, Children's Church. We have the awesome Awana program at our church, which is really cool. So on Wednesday nights, they are in their Bible-based curriculum in Children's Church, which is awesome. There's different groups they hang out with, and even their classmates from school doing play dates. They can come to the crib. You know, they can meet, do their different homeworks. So it's never like they're just isolated now. It's nothing like that. You know, you just have to put these things in perspective, put these things in your planner, on your calendar, and set it up like that. So what did this first week look like? So the way that we have the layout right now is like, hey, wake up, you know, about 7-ish, get ready, 8 o'clock breakfast, 9 to 10, kind of have, you know, just kind of some downtime, whether you're stretching, exercising, going for a walk, you know, before we get into the books, just kind of relax, give ourselves that buffer. Then 10 to 12, we actually set up their room for homeschool. My wife did a phenomenal job setting it up. It's really nice. They have their desks in there. They have both of their own sides to have their books and their artwork and projects or whatever they need set up. And then they're just hitting the books and working. Kindergarten, he only has 2 books, so he has a few more pages to do in between the time frame. But yeah, just flowing like that. You know, we've been able to, it was the first day. We went to the library, got their library cards, so that was a little fun thing. So just going on little field trips like that we could do. We could do weekly field trips for less than what we were paying had they been in school and not dedicating a lot of time to their creative giftings. On a specific day of week, on Friday, we're recording episodes for their YouTube channel and then having the whole week to edit it and drop it. On Saturdays is when we typically drop an episode, so we record on Friday and have the whole week going into the next following Saturday to drop the episode. So that's a nice layout there. They're pretty structured. Like, they're at a place now where they know, like, hey, when Papa's recording this, like right now they're completely quiet because my recording studio is here at home. So they're completely quiet right now. And yeah, it's just been working out. So, you know, there's some learning curves and stuff as far as keeping them focused, not talking to each other, interrupting, those different things. And learning that they're in 2 different grades, so they're going at different paces. So just having that freedom of, don't keep them at the same pace. Let them kind of flow at their own pace. That's totally fine. You know, have lunch. We can go have lunch. We can be in a different state if we want. We just go on vacation. They're bringing their books with them in their backpack. And we can just do whatever. We're just completely free. And just have that mindset of, we can literally do whatever we want. And it's kind of hard because we've just been so structured to the 9-to-5 job, to the 8-to-3 schooling. just the way we were just brought up, you know, just feeling like we may be confined here. It's like, no, sometimes, like in the middle of the day, kids can be at school. Let's go to the zoo. Let's go to the museum. You know, we have the freedom to do these things. So really just exploring and having those opportunities and realizing that, you know, so that's just very important, very important. So, you know me, I like to always tie things in with scripture. I'll tie things in with scripture and just realizing how you have to put family first and see what works for your family dynamic and not neglect your family. Because I think there's things that God may be calling us to, things that God's calling our children to do, and then we don't invest in them because we can be heavily focused on our business or too heavily focused in ministry. And this was something in Timothy. If you go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, Paul talks to Timothy about, like, hey, if you are an elder or a leader in the church, like myself, being a worship leader, worship pastor in different places and things like that, and being a recording artist and just gospel, herald of the gospel and things like that, I have to make sure as I'm leading and I have my band and team, which is my family, but I'm leading them, I have to make sure I'm being a great example in my household as well. So I can't neglect my family, dedicate that time, turning the phone off, all those things. But let me go ahead and get into this verse here. So it's cool. It says qualifications. You have to be qualified to do this. Qualifications for overseers and deacons. Okay. So all of us who are leading in the church, there are qualifications. You can't just hire anyone or have anyone just serving in the church. These, we have to remember this, and this should really be read all the time in any church for anyone who's a leader. But it goes here. Here is a trustworthy saying. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now the overseer is to be above reproach. So I'm all of this is relating to me. If you're watching this and you're doing any type of ministry of any sort, or if you are even just a husband, you are the pastor of your household. So no one can escape from this. If you are unmarried and you are a mom and you have your children, you need to take care of your household. So no one is excused from this. So here we go. If you are an overseer, you must be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Ooh, that's a good one right there. Come on. Able to teach. You got to be teachable. You have to be teachable. You can't be a know-it-all. All this stuff, you have to be teachable. There's so many times Gabby and I, our kids be teaching us. You know, moments when we're not right, when we're not walking in the Holy Spirit at certain moments, the kids, they be helping us out. And you have to be open to that as well. If you're training them in that way, they should be able to assist you. We are all in this together as believers. So, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. See, that's a good one too. All of these are good, but yeah, there's some key ones that are kind of sticking out. Now, here's the part right here. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church, right? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. So for reference, that is 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7. Okay, so I would love for you to read that and keep that in mind. That is so key, okay? But pretty much, those are all aspirations for me. All the other stuff, you know, writing all these songs, dropping all these, you know, episodes, creating courses with my business, you know, photography, video, all the different things that I do and stuff. Those are all fantastic things. Those will reach people. Those are great exploits, all of that. But this is what qualifies you for kingdom work, this right here, these things I read. So those are things I'm always striving to make sure I'm doing, being faithful, making sure I have a great reputation, taking care of my children and teaching them submission and obedience, walking just in truth and light, and just being, when people think of this person, hey, this person has a great reputation, I don't see this person getting in trouble. That's the type of person you want to be, because all of us have aspirations as creatives. If you're watching this, you are a creative. You have aspirations to be out there with whatever your craft is. All that's fantastic, but I want you to know, you have to take care of your responsibilities first. That is key. I don't want to have all these episodes, 40-something episodes in, only talking about, yeah, how to build your brand, how to grow, how to, you know, manage your time, all these different things that, you know, could build your business, how to market, how to promote, all these different things and stuff. You want to make sure that you are doing God's work, and it starts with family. You have to take care of your responsibilities. That's your immediate responsibility. Your household should not be on the wayside. So as I balance things out, I'm like, okay, I have these different things, but I have to balance it out with, you know, setting my boys up for success as well. Setting my wife up with success as well. And again, I'm super excited with what she's about to venture into. And it's going to be a great conversation. Have her on a part two episode soon. But it's going to be a great time. So I want to make sure that you guys are doing the exact same thing. Okay. Now, homeschooling may not specifically be what God is calling you to do, but I want you to actually ask this question. What is God calling you to do? What is something he's branching you out? It may just be you. You may be single. You may be married. You may be married with children. Whatever season of life that you are in, what is he calling you to do at that moment? Have you stepped into that specific thing? If you have not, what's holding you back? These are some questions that you want to ask, okay? If you are single, I'm going to talk to you guys because you may not be married and stuff. How does this relate to you? Family is still first. You're supporting your family. Actually, this other verse here, I'm going to pull this up. Okay, so if you continue in 1 Timothy, because remember, he's training Timothy to be a pastor of the churches. You know, Paul is training all these different individuals to be pastors, and he said that Timothy is like his son. So he's training him in the likeness of him as Paul is in the likeness of Christ, right? So these are things, this is all for all of us who are leaders, all of us who want to step out and do amazing different things for the Lord. We are leaders. We are leading people. If you want an audience or a crowd, you're leading them. So what you do, they may follow and do what you're doing. So you got to take this seriously, okay? Now, what he's saying, I'm saying for you specifically who are single, and this is for family people too, but anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. You're not like an unbeliever. You're not similar. You're not close to. You're not right there with. You're worse than an unbeliever if you are not providing for your family. So if I'm not gauging and sensing, this is how my kids work, this is how my wife works, this is how my parents work, or different things, and showing and supporting them in these different ways, then I'm worse than an unbeliever. So these are heavy words, and this is scriptural, so this is truth, this is God's word. So we want to make sure that we are right there zeroing in and doing what it takes, regardless of if it makes us uncomfortable, regardless of if my kids, man, I used to get in trouble so much in school, just talking a lot. That was it. You know, I had the A's, had the B's, all of that stuff. And on my report card to my mama, Mrs. Payne, Juette, he's doing fantastic in school. But this boy just keep talking. You know, if she had some old report cards, I would literally read this to you to show you. Your boy could talk. My wife, she could talk. So our boys, there was no hope. There was no way out. They talk all day long. So I'm like, yo, if they're home, and we kind of like a... sometimes, but we kind of eliminated the napping part too. So now they're not napping. We got work to do. We're homeschooling them, and these boys can talk and sing all day. It's a lot. But God will give you the grace to do what he's calling you to do. These are not just words. I want you to leave and be like, oh yeah, Joe said this thing and cool, nice. Put this in your heart. Store this in your heart and remember this stuff. God will give you the grace to do what he is calling you to do. He will not leave you alone. He will not abandon you nor forsake you. He will make sure that everything related to building the temple, as David told Solomon, everything related to building the temple will be done. Okay. 1 Chronicles, go read that. 1 Chronicles 28:20. Go ahead and read that. So what God is calling you to do, he will make sure that everything is put together that you need. Everything. So everything has been flowing the first week. We are getting in our rhythm, but we're relaxing. We're more relaxed. Honestly, there's been a lot of pressure taken off with this shift. So it's been fantastic. Absolutely loving it. Little moments, the boys, you know, they miss their classmates sometimes. And they have their like ups and downs. One day, like, oh, yeah, I miss my classmates. They say, man, I'm loving homeschool. Like, it's like they just keep going back and forth. It's funny. But they really get into the rhythm. Just that shift is happening for all of us. And it's been fantastic. So just kind of want to share, you know, what was happening, why I missed last week. You know, we were getting into our rhythm, this new season of life. And it's been fantastic, guys. So, again, if God is calling you to do something specifically pertaining to your family and the calling that he has on your family, go ahead and jump into it. You know, I have conversations with people at church who their kids are really talented, and their kids, you know, they're like, oh, they want to start YouTube. You know, now parents, you do what works best for your family. You may not want your kids in that limelight. You may not want your kids, you know, focus too much on that, whatever it is and stuff, but pay attention to their gifts. Cause I see some of the kids, they're really gifted, gifted at directing, gifted at acting, you know, gifted at just so many different things. Pay attention to those things, write those things out and see how best, you know, you want to put them in. Some things you may not want to put them in, and God is telling you to put them in. You just have to always ask the Holy Spirit for discernment. I'm not here to tell you to do this, that, or the other. This is what works for my family, but see what works for yours and ask the Lord for discernment specifically, okay? So that's pretty much all I got for you. Just wanted to give you guys an update. Super excited. We will be having some awesome guests on the next upcoming episode, so I'm excited to share what's going to be happening. And by the time we get to episode 50, we got some new things shifting, some new things coming. I'm really excited to share with you guys. So just keep an eye out. Stay tuned here. But before I go, obviously, I want to pray with you guys like I always do. So let me go ahead and lift up a prayer for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone who is listening and watching this podcast that you will bless them, that you will speak to them as it relates to your word in 1 Timothy 3 and 1 Timothy 5 related to taking care of our family, making those shifts and adjustments that are just best for your kingdom work ultimately, but just drives our family in the right direction, excels us and propels us forward. So whatever it is, that if there's fear or concern and all of that, I pray that you just bring peace, bring understanding. We just seek you and trust you, and you bless these individuals who are watching this podcast. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So again, I want you guys to comment. I want you guys to write to me. Let me know what are some things that God is calling you to do and your family to do that you want to venture out to. I can give some support, some feedback, and just support you in that way. I would love to do that. I love doing that. So give that opportunity. Comment below and let us know. So once again, go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and leave a rating, leave a review on all the platforms. Thank you so much for tuning into Creative Encounter Podcast. Become a monthly partner with this ministry. Join this family. I would love to have you so we continue to reach so many kingdom creatives and just reach the world with the gospel at the end of the day. Love you guys so much. I'll see you next time.